The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, it's going to be a short one today, but it's going to be a fun one. So stick around. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Juggalo Trey filling in today for Aaron, who is not feeling well and was smart enough not to come in. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN. Usually you keep the music going for the whole thing here. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Well, no, you can't because Aaron's not here to read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Juggalo underscore Trey 48. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. You know how to do that as well. And it's a Wednesday where we put odds on everything. What are the odds this show is not going to be very long today because we have Aggie basketball?
It is pretty short. Are we off at 5 or 5:30?
I think 5:30.
Okay.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just heard Joel saying we're here for an hour, but I thought it was an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're working hard today. Hour and a half.
Yeah. So, energy. So, Trey, appreciate you filling in here today.
Anytime. Glad.
Yeah, thanks for not coming in with coronavirus.
Yeah. Don't have the coronavirus.
Yeah, Aaron sent me a text this morning, and it says, hey, man, I woke up a few hours ago feeling like I've got a cold or sinus infection. I've been trying to sleep it off, but it hasn't helped. I don't have a fever or anything, but I know you don't want us to come in if we're sick. I don't have a problem coming in and running the show and Aggie basketball. I said, stay home. I'll figure something out.
Does he not listen to our show?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had whole segments about don't come in when you're sick. Yeah, or at least, I mean, at least if the doctor tells you you can go in and you're not going to get anybody sick, that's one thing. But if you don't know if it's a cold, don't take any chances.
Yeah, no need to risk it.
We don't want your coronavirus. So, well, hopefully he'll be fine by tomorrow. And it's all right, Juggy can handle an hour and a half.
Yep.
He's done 3 hours.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be fun. And, man, one of the weird things about my household is, you know, it was on TV all night last night. Friggin' election.
Election coverage,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, and to the point where I'm like, please, I don't want to see anymore. I really don't.
Yeah.
So, I guess we're down to senile guy and crazy guy, pretty much.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Rich guy and lady. Both appear to be rich guy at least said I'm out.
Yeah She's hanging around. I don't know why, but
I'm not sure either. All I know is it seems like everyone who pulls out of the election is endorsing Biden, and that's pissing off all the Bernie people.
Well, I mean, most of the ones that have dropped out are fairly moderate. Biden's fairly moderate and kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And it probably won him Minnesota with the weird woman when she endorsed him.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny watching Bernie's speech. Like, he was on to the presidency while he's losing every single state.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, hey, you won Vermont. Congratulations. And they were all really close. So, I mean, I don't know how the thing's going to play out. I mean, it's far from over at this point. But I just thought it was interesting that he's doing this victory speech. And it's like,
Have you won? Are you sure?
Yeah, how many states is that for? But that, it also kind of shows what's wrong with a lot of what's wrong with our country is that Biden can win all these states and then Bernie dominates California and it's almost break even, which, you know, okay, I know you have more people than us, but I don't think, you know, shouldn't be that big of a disparity, but
no.
Oh, well, so that's what I did last night was watch all the ridiculous. My favorite part was I was flipping around and one of the channels, well, the wife was flipping around. One of them was CNN and the guy kept going back to the state like every 10 seconds to see if anything was happening. And like it never changed. It's like, let's go back to Arkansas and check this. Let's go back to Arkansas and check this.
But what's different? Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. But it's basically that was my night.
And all right. Today, what a thrilling night.
Yeah, it sucked. So today I did some did some work on some sports map stuff and watched the first five Altered Carbons, which not bad. Second season's pretty good. I think it's actually better than the first. But
you watched five episodes today?
Yeah, yeah. I was at home working on the computer. So
how do you watch shows while you work? I
pause them when I have to concentrate. Like if I'm writing something, I just kind of have it on in the background. But if I really have to focus, I just pause it.
Yeah, I'm terrible at that.
I've gotten good at it because I'd rather be working at home than coming in here and have somebody walk in my office every 5 seconds. Because that's a lot harder, which I'm sure you know. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. So what's going to happen with your beloved Aggie basketball tonight?
My guess, an under 133.
Okay. Well, I like hearing that.
Yeah, I would say it's probably going to be tough for them to beat Auburn. But knowing Buzz and the way he's been doing things, when you can't keep up with him, you just slow the game down to an absolute grind fest, and that's what I expect he'll do tonight.
All right,
try to keep it close. I think they're 13-point dogs, and I'm guessing if he can keep it under 60 possessions each, he feels like, well, maybe I can cover that 13.
All right.
I'm sure he's not thinking about covering. He's thinking about trying his best to win.
Right. Of course. But
although, I mean, shouldn't every underdog be thinking about at least covering?
Well, yeah. Theoretically.
Because if the goal is to win every game, if you're an underdog, you're at least, expecting to stay within 13.
Well, I do know, just dirty little secret, some of these coaches know that some of their alumni like to bet a lot. And if you know which coaches are trying to take care of their alumni, you know the ones that are trying to cover. It's more prominent in football than it is basketball, but there are guys who will try to cover, and they know it. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, better do it quick, because we're not going to be here. What are the odds? My favorite part of the show is when Fred asks AJ, what's happening, Hoffman, and AJ responds with sports and stuff like that. Percent 1,000.
Yeah, it's
common. It's sort,
basic.
Sort of an opening.
Basic.
But and also when we get the next segment, I have a reason why we can quit worrying about the coronavirus killing us.
Oh, good luck.
Because something else is going to kill us first. So there's a couple of things that I wanted to get to. This apparently Tom Brady to the 49ers thing seems to be gaining some traction. What do you think about that one?
I think it's a downgrade.
From Yimmy?
Yeah.
Probably so.
I mean, it's now we talked about if there was a possibility to upgrade Jimmy, this would be a great time to do it. Because contractually it's not brutal to do it now. But it's also hard to get rid of a quarterback after he takes you to a Super Bowl. And if you do, Tom Brady seems like the kind of guy who fans would go, okay, well, we'll allow that.
Right.
But you're no closer to having a long-term real answer at that position.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know that Brady's better than Garoppolo right now.
I don't either.
I'd say at best they're kind of the same guy. This is one of those things that...
Well, I mean, they're the same guy with one guy having presumably at least a slightly up arrow next to him.
Or if nothing else, a
neutral arrow.
Yeah, and the other guy, definitely a down arrow, and you're going to have to pay him a lot more.
Yeah.
That's the thing, at least Garoppolo's contract, you look at it now, it's a lot, but for a starting quarterback, and it's kind of funny because we were talking about the Laremy Tunsil thing yesterday, and somebody said, well, you're going to overpay. I would be willing to bet real money that 5 years from now, that doesn't look like you're overpaying.
Right.
Because these things keep going up. Remember when everybody thought the Raiders overpaid for Derek Carr?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you like to have a good starting quarterback for $25 million.
Yeah.
Even Kirk Cousins, $27 million, all guaranteed.
And we were like, oh my God. Now it's like, oh, well, that's not the worst thing.
Because Dak Prescott's going to make 33, 34, 35.
Yep.
So, 2A1 says, what are the odds I win the ESPN 97.5 bracket again? Back to back years.
Good luck, man.
Yeah. Well, I hope you do well again.
I had set up a Super Bowl squares for my son's baseball team. They're raising money for their World Series thing. They're doing it again for brackets, but they also realize that like not everyone's good at brackets, and they're like, well, what do we like? How can we get more people involved? Like the squares, people who don't know anything. So I basically convinced them that what we're going to do is we're going to sell 64 spots and you're going to randomly be assigned a team.
Yeah, I like that.
And if your team wins,
you get the whole thing.
You get the pot.
I like it. Yeah.
So I'm, and as a total degenerate, like that's exciting to me. I want to play that. I want a couple spots.
Yeah. I'd like to buy like 5 spots.
Yeah. That's probably what I'll end up doing. Yeah. So
Well, let me know when you need money for that. I'm in.
Okay. It gives you some action. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that it's totally random.
Yeah. I'll also still fill out a regular bracket.
Right.
But this gives me, you know, I guess you're always kind of rooting for the teams that you pick to go through.
Right.
But this gives you a reason to root for just random teams that you would otherwise, you know, expect nothing from.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, maybe you get lucky. Maybe you wind up with Baylor or Kansas or somebody like that, and you've got a legitimate chance.
Or maybe you get
Houston. First round.
Well, something like that. All right, guys. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, I need you to listen, and I need you to grab your phone because I want to save you money. If you're a homeowner, you know, well, actually, honestly, if you're like me, you don't know what you're paying for your home insurance. I didn't know. And then TGS, I called them. I got their quote and checked it against my quote. Whoa, I could be saving some dough. And when I say I called them, I didn't call them. I texted them. That's what the greatest part is. You don't have to talk to anybody. You text the word money to 232323. The system asks for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company is legit. The online rating is nearly perfect, and the savings are legit. The average customer from last year saved over $870 on their home insurance. I saved even more than that. Guys, you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS takes care of all the hassle, all the back end. You can just sit back, free your mind, and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving now.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Chan says, what are the odds Aaron is patient zero for the station? Man, if that dude brought...
He's not here, so price is avoided.
What if it started yesterday and he was spreading it around?
Then we're screwed.
Yeah, we're all...
Trey's screwed.
We're all dead. And,
oh, no.
Yeah. Sorry, Trey.
Well, it's been a good run.
Has it? For you?
I think so, yeah. I've done everything I've wanted to do.
Well, it's a pretty short run. You did get to drive in a car. That was cool.
Yeah,
a race car.
Fun. Yeah.
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 You learned how to run a roller.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most important life lessons I've ever learned.
You're super good at flattening dirt.
Yeah, I think so. That's what everybody tells me.
Got to produce a blitz.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, it's been an okay run, but I would just say, you know, another 20 years, you might feel differently about it being a good run because there's a lot of cool stuff still to come. For me, it's been a good run. I can go tomorrow. Unfortunately, we may all be going in April. So I have a story for you, but I'm just going to tell you before I do it so no one panics.
Okay.
So we don't start a coronavirus-like panic. It's all going to be okay when I get to the end of the story. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read you the headline, and that's where you're going to panic. Asteroid warning. NASA tracks a 4-kilometer asteroid approach. Could end civilization if it hits. An asteroid big enough to end civilization, should it ever hit, will approach our planet in April, NASA's asteroid trackers have found. It's about 2.5 miles wide, 2.5 miles wide or big. And it's heading our way at the speed of 19,461 miles per hour.
Oh, my gosh. That's really fast.
And according to the Planetary Society, an asteroid bigger than a half mile across is enough to threaten global destruction.
Yeah.
Because
it'd knock the Earth off its axis. We'd go spinning into space, presumably.
Or, well, basically they say it will cause tsunamis and earthquakes and stuff like that. It'll mess up the... it'll mess up a bunch of stuff. So astronomers estimate such objects have a 1 in 50,000 chance of hitting Earth every 100 years. So since we're doing What Are the Odds Wednesday, just thought I'd give you those odds. They say a crater of 10 kilometers or more, global devastation, and possible collapse of civilization. The larger the asteroids hit us all the time, and sometimes they make an impact, sometimes they don't. But... the one that killed off the dinosaurs was 7 miles.
Allegedly killed off the dinosaurs.
Allegedly killed off the dinosaurs. But some people don't believe dinosaurs really existed because
The Earth you don't want to fire people up.
Yeah, the Earth is only 6,000 years old. But they say they can trigger earthquakes, tsunamis, and other secondary effects that extend far beyond the immediate impact area. So, yeah, this thing is heading our way. And... you know, I mean, we could kind of kill two birds with one stone here. Let it hit China, and that kills off where the virus came from.
Right. But if we kill China, then global economy collapses.
Right. Well, and then with all these secondary damage things that it does, we're all probably dead anyway.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Good However, pun, by the way, with the two birds and one stone.
It wasn't necessarily a pun. It was a... but that's all right. But I told you it was going to be okay, right? At its closest, the rock will approach our planet, and it is on course to be 3 million miles away on April 29.
Miles or nautical miles?
No, miles.
Oh, okay.
It says, in other words, it's expected to miss us by about 16 times the distance from Earth to the moon.
Okay, well, that's pretty safe.
Yeah, I feel fine about it. I just
but doesn't that give it a 1 in 16 chance of hitting the moon?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a lot closer. Well, no, it'd be 1 in 15 because it's 16 times.
Okay, wouldn't hitting the moon be pretty disastrous?
Yeah, there was actually I read a really cool book called Seven Eves where that happened, where a big asteroid destroyed the moon, and life as we know it ended for like 10,000 years. So they had to create this space thing to go off. But anyway, the whole story scares the hell out of you. Until you get to the end where it says, it's going to be 16 times the distance from the Earth to the moon.
I'll be honest. If I were in charge, and this is if I do decide to run for president, this might be part of my platform too. I would send astronauts out with something to explode asteroids like that into a bunch of smaller, less Earth-destructing asteroids.
Including Bruce Willis. I would send him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... whole movie was about that. He didn't come back, right?
He didn't. Okay. But these would be brave men.
But I'd be okay if he didn't come back, if it saved our lives. And then his son could marry Liv Tyler and everybody would be happily ever after. But yeah, it does say these are based on that all these have uncertainties in them. But that's what they think it's going to do is be. So it's going to come close. But yeah, I kind of don't. We have missiles up there in the.
You would think
in those satellites that instead of pointing them at Russia, we could just turn them in. It
seems like a safer bet.
Yeah, and nuke the hell out of that thing.
As soon as we fire off a nuke at an asteroid, Russia's going to know we're weak and they're going to come after us.
Well, if we miss,
yeah.
What if the asteroids?
They'd be like, "Oh, they shot their shot. Let's get them now."
Oh man, so Jose wants to know who the bleep thinks the Earth is only 6,000 years old. There's a lot of the same people that think it's flat.
Yeah, welcome to the internet.
Somebody says, it's just like with daughters. You never worry about the asteroid they tell you about. You just worry about the ones they don't. Well, somebody says, explosions in space don't work as they do on Earth due to a lack of atmosphere. So I don't know that much about it. I only know what I saw in the Bruce Willis movie. Which one was that? Was that Armageddon?
Armageddon,
okay. Yeah.
Because they're, you remember there's like a stretch of 5 years where all we had
Liv Tyler was so hot in that movie.
Oh, yeah. She was, well, she was hot in Lord of the Rings.
Guess who she was banging? Guy named AJ.
Really?
Yeah. Guess who she was banging in Empire Records? Guy named AJ.
Interesting.
I'm not saying it's cosmic, but.
Well, probably time that you take care of that then.
Well, yeah, listen, I'm a married man now. My wife ever leaves me, I'll call her.
Oh, I'm sure she'd probably give you a pass for Liv Tyler.
Well, maybe. I mean, probably not.
Isn't that Steven Tyler's daughter?
Yes.
It's a bit before my time.
You know who Steven Tyler is, though?
Of course, Aerosmith.
Oh, okay.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. But I did tell you it was going to be okay. It's going to be 16 times the distance of the moon.
Well, that's pretty good. What if it like cuts right between us and the moon?
Well, I mean, these things can, you know, they can be wrong about this stuff.
I mean, if the wind blows hard in space one night.
Well, or what if another asteroid hits it and knocks
bumps it
on the, you know, like some interstellar being is playing pool and he hits that thing and it comes right at us?
It could happen.
Because how many points would he get for knocking out Earth?
It could happen.
I'm just curious. So I don't want to say there's no chance, but the odds are very small. But I don't know if, like, when you do a story like this, maybe shouldn't you say somewhere up high that it's probably not coming anywhere near us?
That's, yeah, I would lead with that.
Because that, I got to tell you, this thing.
But that's clickbait 101.
Well, yeah, when I saw the story today, I started reading it, and I'm going all the way down going, holy bleep, why have I not heard more about this?
Yeah.
And then you get down to the bottom, it's like, oh, well, it's going to be, you know, 3 million miles away. Like, okay. You dickweeds. But we don't want that. Hey, good job, Trey. Yeah, we don't want that thing anywhere near us. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Kenny asks, does it ever bother you that flat earther votes count the same as yours?
A lot of votes count the same as mine. They drive me crazy.
Yeah, well, and bother me? No, but there is... We could, you know, again, Thanos, half the population, the votes would be a lot better.
Yeah.
Them and anti-vaxxers are the two worst for me.
That's the worst, huh?
Yeah, I hate anti-vaxxers.
Okay. Well, if you're an anti-
Did you get all your vaccines when you were young?
Of course.
And you turned out just fine, didn't you?
Mostly.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. 409 wants to know, I wonder what Earth's Deadpool odds are.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Well, it's over 100, so you get 0 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
And I just can't.
But, I mean, everybody would win because all the people would die.
True.
So whoever you had in your pool.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's why you'd want to just pick.
You'd go put infants.
You'd want to pick 10 babies that year.
Yeah, 10 famous babies. Boom, done.
Like the royal baby.
Yeah, that one.
Who else has babies? I don't know.
You know, the Kanye West and
Kardashian. Yeah,
I'd just go all babies. That'd be a good way. Of course, I don't know how we collect.
Well, it's kind of like what we talked about yesterday. If the world ends tomorrow, I'll give you $1 million.
I just can't with y'all's understanding of physics and space, LOL. Sorry that I'm not a physicist, sir.
Also, I mean, I hope you realize that some of that is satire. Maybe the asteroid will bump into another asteroid. We're not morons.
No. Honestly, I don't believe that there's some... interstellar being playing pool up there and knocking an asteroid into it so it will go into us.
That's kind
of a joke.
I'm not an astrophysicist, but I am smarter than that. I mean, give us a little credit here.
Yeah, come on, man. I thought it was kind of clear that I was joking about that. Because, you know what? That's sort of the ending of one of the Men in Black movies where the Earth is a bocce ball.
Yeah.
So, it's not, hey, I'm not making this stuff up. I've seen it in the movies.
It's in the movies. It's real.
Exactly. Hockley Dan says, my six-year-old just asked me what a dickweed is. Thanks, Fred. It's a man named Dick who goes outside.
He's a gardener.
He's a gardener, yeah. So, somebody, everybody knows you need a laser.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a giant laser. So, 469 said, had layoffs in my office today due in part to COVID-19. He works in transportation.
Ugh.
So can AJ hurry and solve that before breaking up space rocks?
Well, the space rocks thing is moving towards the important side, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I mean, if we say April 29, that's that pushes up the...
Yeah, it's got to be a priority, I'm afraid.
I think that one's got to move up our list of things.
Because coronavirus might kill me. Like a giant rock from space would definitely kill me.
Yeah. Dustin says, I'm beginning to think the text line is proving why we should be wiped off the face of the universe.
No, you're probably right about that, Dustin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. I just wanted to share that little bit of good news with everybody today. but I admit they reeled my ass in because I'm reading this story and I'm like, I've not heard anything about this. This is bad. This is bad.
It's bad. Just kidding. It's not that bad.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's close to Earth. It's 16 times the distance of the moon, which, by the way,
moon is pretty far.
Yeah. I'm not good at space physics, but I know the moon is a long way away.
Yeah.
And 16 times that is even further away. In fact, it's 16 times more. I'm a numbers guy like Lance Zierlein. I know that much. Oh, hey, did you watch John Oliver this week?
I did not.
There was a really good thing on the Philly Fanatic. Apparently, there's a chance that the Phillies are going to lose the trademark on the Philly Fanatic and not be able to have him anymore.
How would that happen?
Is
he like a special? Is he licensed to them?
Well,
somebody owns the character and then they let the Phillies use it?
Well, here's what happened. The original designers... the Phillies got a copyright in 84. They had an agreement with the original designers for $250,000. The agreement granted them the use of the Fanatic forever. However, federal law says that copyright can be redrawn after 35 years.
Even though it says forever?
Yeah. So, of course, now they want more money. You know, don't blame them. So there's a good chance that they won't be able to have the Philly Fanatic anymore. So they've changed the look of the Philly Fanatic, obviously, to try to get around this copyright thing. And he did a whole bit on it and basically offered to make the Philly Fanatic the mascot of the John Oliver show if he is no longer with Philly.
Maybe if he's no longer, if they can't use a Fanatic anymore, maybe they can throw Gritty some work.
Well, Gritty, and actually one of the shots they had was the Fanatic showing Gritty how to do the stomach thing. Yeah, I'm a big Gritty guy. So... It's worth watching. It's at the end of the show. You don't have to sit through the whole coronavirus thing because that wasn't really anything that interesting. But yeah, it's like 5 minutes at the end of the show. 713. True Anomaly needs to make a special brew for this asteroid. What are the odds O'Brien gets fired before the Earth is destroyed? 0%. Especially if it's going to be the 29th.
Yeah.
So
he's going to last till then. I did a sports map video today, actually a couple recorded today, with Charlie and Raheel. I was in the middle. So if you see me in a sports map video over the next couple days, you may be thinking, oh my God, is that guy an ogre? I'm a pretty normal sized guy. I'm probably a little bigger than normal sized guy. But in these videos, I look like I have gigantism or something. It's
yeah. I always hate. I've done one with those two guys, and I
feel like we should have put them on a box or something.
Yeah, and I always I lean way down so I don't look like it's really.
But then I look like I've got poor posture.
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just going to look crazy. So just everyone be aware that I look crazy.
But it'll be good, right?
I mean, I think it went all right.
Okay. So, I'll wait and watch it tomorrow. I know we filmed a bunch today, so we got a bunch of stuff hitting the map tomorrow and over the next few days, video-wise. So, and then if you want to have fun with my column today, which is doing really well, I did power rankings for Houston sports figures being hated in the national media.
Okay.
1 through 5. I bet you could guess them all. Without looking. Not that I want to give away the column, but you can, you know, I put some details in there.
Okay. Well, the tough one to nail down is O'Brien, because I think he's hated much more here than he is nationally.
Yes, which I addressed, but I made him number five because that started to change after the 24-0 thing. People started saying, how does this guy have a job? He's an idiot. So,
Alex Bregman, James Harden.
Okay, stop, because what I did was I lumped Bregman, Altuve, Correa, all the stars together into one.
Oh, okay.
Because if I just did Astros, that would be probably all five of them.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good list.
Yeah.
Harden, obviously.
Harden, number two.
I would actually, I don't know if Westbrook's hated, per se.
Didn't quite make, yeah, he's just kind of eh.
Yeah. Who else is hated?
Well, the Astros stars are number one. That's
well, that yeah. That goes but if, when now knowing those, knowing O'Brien, knowing Harden,
yeah. So you got 5-2-1, so 3-4.
Does it, are they all athletes, or could it be
it could be a owner or a GM or
Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey, number four, mostly because of the China thing. Because he costs the NBA millions of dollars. There's people that don't like him. Plus, he's kind of smarmy.
Is Jim Crane on the list?
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Number three. Well done. Told you to guess him.
Cal McNair, I mean, again, locally, probably more so.
Yeah, I just, I basically put, I separated Crane from the players. And it's what we've talked about. Nobody's bitching about Luno or Hinch because they got punished.
Right.
And I think the national media felt like Crane got off light. They also felt like his apology was garbage, and you know, so he's on the list, and this is how the national media has been approaching, not right. us, because to me,
we love everyone.
Oh, I do. I love every one of the guys on this list. I think they're all fantastic.
That's a lot.
All right, not Bill O'Brien, but yeah, I managed to get a few shots on him. So, Brother Bear, what are the odds that Greek god who's holding up the earth could just swat away the asteroid? I believe that god's name was Atlas.
Yes.
And if he swatted away the asteroid, he'd probably drop the earth.
True.
Unless he could do it with
the earth is one of those things you want to hold with two hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you drop that thing, bad things are going to happen. 832 says on Atari asteroids, you get three lives. One, dinosaurs. We're good. Two left.
That's true.
So. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776. So why can't the asteroid get here before April 15th? I'd like to have a few more days. I want as many days as possible. Ooh, somebody says we should name asteroids like we name hurricanes.
Great idea.
You know what? In honor of Juggy.
Mm-hmm.
I think this should be Asteroid Tray.
Astroid. No, that doesn't work.
No, you just, yeah, just stop. We got this. Asteroid Tray.
Okay.
All right, quick break.
Maybe Nasktroid.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Better yet. Better yet. Juggy's changed his Twitter handle for Jimmy Johnson, who's in his last year.
No, I saw Juggs changed his Twitter handle again.
What?
It's still 48.
Yeah, it's 48 for Jimmy Johnson.
I changed it to 24 for like a second because Kobe died, but no.
Right, yeah, but it says Trey Campbell, number one Jordan Anderson fan.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Jordan Anderson
He's
is.
He's my favorite truck driver.
Okay, now you just...
Does Jordan Anderson follow you on Twitter?
I don't think so.
You just wanted to show him some love.
Yeah, because he's a good driver.
Okay. I got followed by a hockey player today, a famous hockey player. I think he's pretty famous, right?
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he was an Olympic hero a few years ago.
I don't want to get too excited, though. I'm pretty sure he's going to unfollow me after the tournament.
Probably.
I think he's one of those guys who's hawking in for some NCAA. I don't know if... I doubt he's sports betting because he's a professional athlete, but he's probably trying to win his office pool.
Well, maybe be legal where he is.
That's true.
Could be. And not betting on his sport, so wouldn't be the first athlete we've known who bets on other sports.
Nope.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
May I have everyone's attention? You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Feel the roar with the Houston Sabercats. Houston's own Major League Rugby team, Saturday, March 7th at 7 p.m. at Aviva Stadium. The new Aviva Stadium features the best seats in the country and two bars stocked with plenty of cold Carbach beer.
Carbach.
Love me some Carbach. At 4:50, call or 5 to 713-780-3776. Wins a pair of tickets to experience the excitement. Become a fan of the Houston Sabercats today. Tickets start at just $20 at HoustonSabercats.com. Going to be going to the next game on Saturday.
Hey, let's hear a roar from you, Trey.
Yeah.
Roar!
That's pretty good.
That was pretty darn good.
It's better than I expected.
Yeah. And just for the record, like I mean, we make fun of everybody on the show, so people think I'm making fun of Trey. He expects that. Listen, Trey does a great job. He's come a long way. Very proud of him and happy to have him doing the show. But, you know, he messes up. I'm going to make fun of it. That's just
part of the deal.
Yeah, it's just kind of what we do. So AJ makes fun of me when I mess up and vice versa. But for the record, all kidding aside, appreciate you coming in today and filling in.
Not bringing coronavirus.
Not a problem.
No, it's not a problem. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Did y'all hear about the new coronavirus pornography that's out?
No.
I just saw that on Twitter. Somebody posted a link.
Why would anyone want to watch a coronavirus porno? I mean, what are you doing? Throwing up on somebody? I mean, I don't even want to know because it's... Are you sneezing on them?
I think it's like a couple, like they're making out and they have masks on.
All right. Yeah,
that's kind of hot.
I don't like that.
I don't. It's not for me.
I don't like making out in masks.
Yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose, you would think. Yeah,
but there's like furries do it in full costume.
Yeah, that's so weird. But
I figured you'd actually be into something like that.
No, I'm afraid not.
I know you're kind of asexual, but I would think maybe if you were in a furry costume, you'd feel more comfortable.
Nope, definitely not a furry. Nope.
When you did used to make love to your girlfriend, would you do it fully nude or would you, like, you know, keep your shirt on?
I would. The first couple of times I kept my shirt on, but she was like, it was like she got really mad.
Yeah, so. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Do you swim with your shirt on?
Not anymore. Not since you told me. Like, good. You were like, don't swim with your shirt on.
I'm glad you took that advice. I mean, it really is awful. I don't know why anyone swims with their shirt on. People think that it's somehow like covering up what they're, you know, what they're afraid of showing off. All it does is accentuate it. I mean, that's what wet t-shirt contests were built on. You can't wear a t-shirt in the pool. It's not a good look.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, you're right on that.
I'm glad you listened to me.
Yeah, I don't go swimming all that often.
Good life advice you can get from me, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. But like I said, I don't go swimming all that often.
I would say, would you say your life has gotten better since you met me?
I think it's gotten better overall. I think, you know, I've gotten a lot of opportunities I probably wouldn't have. But yeah, I think it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, and when we met, you were a virgin.
Right.
Now you're not.
Yep.
When we met, you wanted to work in sports radio.
That is true.
Now you do.
Yep, I'm glad to be here.
I mean, seems like maybe meeting me was the best thing that ever happened to you.
It could be top three. Yeah, top three.
Yet you're the number one Jordan Anderson fan.
Jordan Anderson, like, he's a great story.
Stop. Just cut it off right there. 303 says, very surprised JJ didn't make Fred's list. Most places I go, I hear people talk about how obnoxious he is. This is very specific. It's how the media looks at it. Media loves JJ Watt around the country. Fans are always going to hate guys like that from other places. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. But yeah, it was very specific that it was the media. Heartthrob asks, what are the odds of Fanatic gets a new deal before Antonio Brown?
Ooh, good question.
Hmm.
I think the Fanatic will be around.
Yeah, I think that they'll work something out. They'll write him a nice big check, and those people. And it's been, what did I say, 84, I guess? Yeah. 35 years. They got to be close to dying anyway. Why do they need more money?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Trey, how many Twitter followers did you have when you met us?
I would say somewhere around like 190.
How many do you have now?
Let me check right quick.
I checked for you. 2,234.
That's a lot. That's a lot of Twitter followers.
That means your following is like 11 times what it was.
Yeah, but you got to kind of look at how many people I'm following, you know.
You do follow an exorbitant amount of people.
I try to follow back everybody that follows me, you know, because I feel like that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, pretty much everyone I click on is like followed by Juggalo Trey.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. That, when I get suggestions, it almost always says followed by Juggalo Trey.
Yeah.
I usually don't take them, but, you know.
Yeah, I should probably cut it down some.
I mostly follow people for like that help me do my job or like personal friends.
Yeah, that's true.
But everybody uses Twitter for something different. I mean, it's cool whatever you follow. I just try to keep my timeline limited to stuff that actually helps me out.
That's
for the day.
A fair point. And plus, I get the follow limit a lot. It's like you can only follow a limited amount of people.
Which really?
Yeah, you can only follow like 5,000.
Hmm. All right.
Interesting. Well.
I was unaware of that.
I thought y'all knew about that.
Nope.
I'm never going to get near 5,000. So.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I've purged mine quite a bit. I think I'm down to about 610 people that I follow, which is still a lot. But I follow a lot of news things. And, you know, and then it. Basically, if somebody follows me and they've got more followers or close to the same, I'll follow them back. Because, if they retweet my stuff, that's helping me out.
All right.
So,
do y'all usually put notifications on? Or?
I do, but that's also part of why I don't follow as many people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If I followed more people, I would have notifications off.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, too.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Boy, XFL also closely monitoring coronavirus. I'm planning to go to the game Saturday. There better not be any coronavirus. I don't want to have to stay home for that. So.
Should be a good game.
Oh, no, no. The Necks are going to spank the Drags. So. I'm waiting to. I've got to buy some tickets tomorrow because I don't think we got any this time. So, it'll be fun. I'm enjoying going to the games and they're cheap, so it doesn't really matter. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Seeing rumors of a Panthers trade for Russell Okung. I don't know how true that is.
I don't know either. I saw, and somebody asked this question. We talked about it on our sports map videos, in fact. But someone asking about Laremy Tunsil firing his agent.
We talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Says he wants $19 million a year. What are the odds that Tunsil walks?
He'll get 19 a year. That's not, if that's what he wants, that's what he'll get.
I said on the video, I think he's going to get whatever. Whatever the highest paid tackle in football gets, he's going to get a little bit more than that. That's why I think he fired his agent so he wouldn't have to pay an agent fee. I don't think he's going to bring in a new agent.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because when you already know basically where you're going to fall, what's the point of having an agent? And he also may feel like, hey, I'm signing with a GM who doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Right.
Maybe I can, you know,
I know he's going to
finagle him.
Yeah, I know he's going to be paying me, but according to Rappaport, the Chargers and Panthers have swapped offensive linemen. Chargers trading Okung to the Panthers in exchange for Trey Turner. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Why would you
Trey Turner, the shortstop of the Washington Nationals?
No, the tackle.
T-R-A-I Turner.
Mm.
That's two pretty good players.
Yeah, it is. Turner's a guard and Okung's a tackle. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting trade. Jerry says the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL is Trent Brown making 16.5, but that number's going to go up because it's his turn. And I guarantee you when he's going to sign, if he gets, he's going to get 19 or so, and that's probably going to be market value. And I'll tell you right now, 3-4 years from now, you're going to look at that and say, wow, it's a pretty good deal for a guy like that, because somebody will make 22 and then it'll be 23. And a lot of people loving Trey on the show.
He's a big star.
Yeah. People ask how we met him. He did Rock the Mic. That's where we first met Trey, I think. Right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
We were at some bar on 290. I don't know what it was called.
I think it was Baker Street Pub.
Baker Street Pub, yeah.
Are any of those left?
I think that one on 290 might still be there.
Really? Because
I don't go there a lot.
Is the one on Westheimer closed?
Yeah, yeah. It's been gone for a while.
Huh. That was a huge place.
Yeah. I enjoyed that place. But especially when I lived over there, that was a go-to. All right, quick break. 30 minutes left. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Sam Winsor of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.